T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Star 94.1.
All right, right now, though, we would love your guidance if this has happened to you and your family. If you weren't close to your siblings while you were growing up, for whatever reason, maybe it was age difference, maybe it was just you weren't similar enough or you just fought too much with your siblings. Can you become closer friends when you're adults? Or does that gap between you always live there? 404-263-0941 if you've experienced this, because producer Janine is going through this right now. She is the youngest of 3 girls.
Mm-hmm. And there's a pretty big age difference. It was me, and then 4 years older is my middle sister, and then the oldest is 6 years older than me. So they were closer with each other and not so much with me. And, you know, I fully blame me. I was annoying. I wanted to be friends with their friends. I did that in all the wrong ways. Pretty sure I bit their friends to try to make them like me. I was not a fun kid to be around. So we just never fostered a very close relationship. And we also fought, but at this point, it's stuff that, like, it's in the past. I don't care. There aren't any huge grudges. It's not getting over a sour relationship. It's just, I want to be friends with them now, and I'm about to spend more time with them.
Now that you know not to bite people for attention, you think maybe you can rekindle this.
Yeah, I was a weird kid. Shocker. But, you know, I'm about to spend more time with them, and I just want it to feel like we're friends again. I don't want to feel like the little sister my whole life, except for, you know, inside jokes and stuff, but... You know, how do you, there's people that are just friends with their siblings and they're like, my sister's my best friend. And I'm like, my sister owes me 10 pedicures. Like, that's all I know from doing the dishwasher when we were kids. I did so many chores for them.
Oh, and they would trade you different things?
Yeah, like, I never got any of it. It's fine.
But you tallied it. It's all in your brain. Yeah. Maybe that's step one, is let go of those IOUs that they probably don't even remember exist.
That probably is step
but
one.
But, Jen, you're a big sister, right?
Yep.
To your younger brother. Don't you know Matt? You and Matt, how many years apart are you?
We're 3 years apart.
So you could be 95 and he could be 92.
Yeah.
Everybody else you know could be dead and it could be the two of you. You're still going to be his big sister.
Yeah.
You're still going to look out for him in the retirement home, right?
Totally. And we fought a lot growing up. Like, we were always that, like, sibling rivalry, like, beating each other up. We tried to drown each other in the pool, like, Florida kids, right? But when I started driving is when we became really good friends, because he was like, sister can drive me places and I don't need mom and dad anymore. And then on those drives, we became really close. So I guess that would be my bit of advice, is plan a road trip with them, because then you're sort of trapped in the car and make sure everybody isn't on their earbuds, like, in their own little world. But, like, being in a car together for whatever reason really fostered some great conversations between my brother and I. And then we started confiding in each other and keeping each other's secrets and that kind of a thing. So that would be my guidance, but I'm sure our listeners have got more for you. 404-263-0941.
Jessica and Noonan, talk right to Janine.
Hi, Janine. So it totally is possible to, you know, get close with siblings despite, you know, an age gap or even being, you know, kept apart as children. My half-sister is 22 years older than me, and we kind of, you know, always were kept apart. And just within the past few years, we have, you know, bloomed into a beautiful relationship that I so would not trade for the world.
That is so sweet. What's your sister's name?
Her name is Stephanie, and she lives in Texas now, but, you know, we FaceTime all the time, and we call each other, and it's really, really great. It's awesome. I never thought, you know, I grew up as an only child, so I thought, you know, that was the way it was. You know, I didn't have a sister, but, you know, these past few years, it just, I love her so much, and I'm so glad that, you know, that we've been able to work through that.
That is awesome. All right, let's get some more advice for producer Janine, how to become closer to her siblings as an adult. 404-263-0941 if you've got some guidance on how to do this.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right, right now, producer Janine is looking for some guidance for you. Will you share with everybody, just jumping into the Jeff and Jen Show, what's going on?
Yeah, my sisters and I have not a bad relationship, but we never got very close growing up because mainly of an age difference, and also I was a very annoying little kid. And I've just always felt like I could never pass this little sister mark into friendship. And I know I'll always be the little sister, but to also feel like they could, you know, trust me with their secrets or their problems and we could have a more equal friendship was something I've always wanted growing up now. And now as an adult, we're about to go on this awesome trip together in a couple of months. And I don't want it to feel awkward and weird the whole time.
What's the awesome trip?
It's space camp for adults.
Amazing. So you and your two older sisters going to space camp.
Yes. After Jeff gifted it to me for my birthday, I reached out to them. We had all gone separate years as kids. And
amazing.
We just decided, you know, we're adults. Let's do it. Let's reach out to each other. And we're going to space camp all together now.
So what date did you ultimately pick for the trip?
It's the first weekend of August.
It gives you like 2.5 months
mm-hmm.
to get out of little sister zone and get into I'm one of you.
I'm one of you. I'm an adult. I swear.
All right. So what's your guidance for Janine? 404-263-0941. Hey, Ash in Atlanta.
Hey.
So Janine has 2.5 months to bounce out of this I'm always the little sister rut that she's in. How does she do it?
She just can pick up the phone and give her a call. My sister and I are 10 years apart, and growing up, we weren't that close. And I think it was until I started college and she, I got married and she started college and became really good friends, and now we're the best of friends.
So she's picking up that phone.
It
sounds crazy, but it's kind of intimidating to do.
It is, especially as the youngest. Like, I don't want to bother them. They're so adult, and they have, like, important jobs.
But you have an important job, and you have a car.
We meow.
And an apartment. Right. But you have, I know we make fun of it, but don't discount it. Like, you do an important job, and you do so much behind the scenes, right? And then also, you have a dog and cats and an apartment and a car. Like, you're not a kid sister. You're an adult-ish.
Ish. Okay, Emily and Winder, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
So I also have an age gap between my three older brothers. But as we grew up and as we all matured, we all got closer. And you just have to make time for each other. Mm-hmm. But we're all really great now.
Make that time. That's really so good. It's so good. You just have to make it a priority, right?
Right.
She's like, no.
Hey, Mina in Atlanta.
First of all, I love that, like, y'all have a good enough relationship to, like, invite us to space camp. I'm a twin, and, like, we're just not close at all. And,
what? Really?
And we live within, like, 0.2 miles of each other.
it's just
how it happens sometimes. Like, and I've made the effort. It's just, like, we're so different, and sometimes, but, like, I wouldn't even invite her to space camp because she would say no. So I'm just, the fact that they're like, oh, yeah, of course, that's, like, a really good sign. So, like, that's, like, shows that there's such a good chance for a relationship. I love my sister. I do. I'd kill somebody who hurt her. But, like, it's just, we're so different, and sometimes it just works out that way.
It's so weird that you're a twin and it's not working. Like you're supposed to have your own language, and if she cuts herself in Riverside, California, you bleed in Charleston, South Carolina. What is that connection?
But that's a good point. That it's a good sign because, you know, the biggest issue with me is that I just want to get past it, and I think we all want it. I'm excited.
Well, here's how you know, because you're going to space camp. Here's what you know is if it doesn't work out, they will just cut you loose and you'll float away.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.